So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a contradiction in the Mishnah. In the Reisha of Beveis Aviyah, she is not entitled to a ksuba without proof, because we assume that the mumen existed before Kedushin, in which it was a mekach tois. However, in the Seifa of Birshus HaBaal, she is entitled to a ksuba without proof, because we assume that the mumen did not exist before the Kedushin, in which it is not a mekach tois. And the Gemara mentioned two explanations of Rabbi Elazar and Rava. The Gemara continues with a third explanation. Ravashi says that both the Reisha and Seifa are in Gamliel's opinion that her advantage of Cheskes Aguf overrides his advantage of Cheskes Mamen. However, Reisha Mano La'aba B'yatcha. The Reisha of Beveis Avi refers to Ksubas Arusa, which belongs to her father. Therefore, the husband's advantage of Cheskes Mamen overrides her father's claim for Ksuba, because her Cheskes Aguf cannot support her father's claim. However, the Seifa, Mana Li B'yadcha, the Seifa of Nichnasa L'Rishus HaBaal, refers to Ksubas Nisua, which belongs to her. Therefore, her claim for Ksuba overrides his advantage of Cheskes Mamen, because her Cheskes Aguf can support her own claim. The Gemara continues, there is a halacha. Kalanasa Damen Be'achar, Kimitsha Zocha Zeh, Nischayiv Zeh B'chalifav. In the case of two people exchanging their possessions, when the first person performs meshicha, acquisition through pulling, with the second person's item, the transaction is complete, and the second person also acquires ownership of the first person's item at the same time, and is liable for all its damages. Now, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamachlev par b'chamar, umashach bala chamar es haparo, v'lo hispik bala par limshach es hachamar, ad shemes hachamar. Two people exchanged a cow for a donkey. Reuven the Baal HaChamor performed Meshicha on the Parah, in which he acquired the Parah, and Shimon the Baal HaParah acquired the Chamor. However, when Shimon arrived to claim his Chamor, it was dead. The Shaila is as follows. If the Chamor was alive at the time of the Kenyan, Shimon acquired the Chamor, and when it subsequently died, it's his loss. If, however, the Chamor was already dead at the time of the Kenyan, Shimon did not acquire the Chamor, and Reuven must return the Parah to Shimon. Reuven the Baal HaChamor has an advantage of Cheskes Aguf. Being that the Chamor was alive from birth, there is a Cheskes Aguf that it remained alive until a known change. Shimon the Baal HaPar has an advantage of Muchzik through Cheskes Marikama, as explained by the Shita Mukubetzes there. Since he was the original owner of the Para, he retains it B'mokim Safik in matters of doubt. Shmuel says, Al Baal HaChamor Lehevi Raya, Shahai Chamor Kaim B'Shas Meshiches Par. Reuven must bring proof that the Chamor was alive while he was Moshech the Par, in which case the Chamor belonged to Shimon before it died. B'tana Tuna, Kala. And this halacha can be derived from our Mishnah, which refers to a Kala. The Gemara explains, Kala Beveis Aviyah Uli Kiddushin. This can only refer to the Reisha of Beveis Aviyah, in which she is not entitled to her Kesuba, or to keep the Kiddushin money, unless her father proves that the Mumen did not exist until after the Kiddushin, in which it is the husband's loss. And according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that the Reisha is Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, she is not entitled to the Ksuba and Kiddushin money because his advantage of Cheskes Mamen overrides her advantage of Cheskes Haguf, and she cannot be Machzik, hold on to the Kiddushin money. So to Shimon, the Baal HaPar's advantage of Muchzik overrides Reuven, the Baal HaChamor's advantage of Cheskes Haguf, and Reuven cannot be Machzik the Parah, he must return it to Shimon. The Gemara cites a braisa that contradicts Shmuel's halacha. Machat shenimtzes ba'ivi beis ha'krisis, mitzad echot kshera, mishnei tzdat and trefa. When the needle is found embedded in the lining of a slaughtered cow stomach, if the machat only penetrated one side of the lining, the animal is kosher. If the machat penetrated both sides of the lining, the animal is trefa. The braisa explains, nimtza leo koirit dam, b'yidua shu lifnei shchita. When the machat was mishnei tzadin and contained a drop of blood, the animal is unquestionably trefa, because the penetration was definitely before shchita. Lo nimtza leo koirit dam b'yidua shu la'achar shchita. When the machat was mishnei tzadin and did not contain a drop of blood, the animal is unquestionably kosher because the penetration was definitely after shchita. The braisa continues, huglid pihamaka b'yidua shishleisha yom koirin shchita. When the penetration was already covered with a scab, the penetration definitely occurred 3 days before the shechita. And if the tavach, slaughterer, had purchased the animal within 3 days, The Baal HaBehema must compensate him because Mocholei Trefa, he sold him a Trefa animal. Loi Hoglid Pi HaMaka, HaMaitz Mechaber LaBaraya. If the penetration was not covered with a scab, the penetration only occurred within 3 days of the Shechita, and we do not know whether it happened before or after the purchase of the animal. Therefore, the Machzik, the one who has the money, is not liable, and the Maitzi, the one who wants to take the other's money, is liable unless he brings proof. Accordingly, V'yav Tavach Dami, B'yla Suya Raya Mepik. If the Tavach already paid for the animal, in which he wishes to be Maitzi, to get his money back, the Baal HaBehema does not have to return the money unless the Tavach brings proof that it was Treif at the time of the purchase. The Gemara questions from Shmuel's Halacha, where he said that even to be Machzik, he must bring a Raya. So to hear, Laisi Raya B'naikim. In order to keep the money, the Baal HaBehema should bring a Raya that the Behema was not Treifa at the time of purchase. Therefore, the Gemara mentions another version of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Kalcha Noilid Safik Birshusa Olava Raya. Shmuel says that Shimon the Baal HaPara is liable for the Chamar unless he brings proof that the Chamar was dead when Reuven the Baal HaChamar was Meshach the Para, because the Safik Misa, uncertainty regarding the Chamar's death, was discovered after Meshicha Sapara, in which the Chamar was already in Shimon's possession. V'tana tuna kala liksuba. And this halacha can be derived from our Mishnah, which refers to a kala regarding the ksuba. As Rashi explains, this coincides with Rava's explanation that both the Reisha of Beveh Saviyah and the Sefer of Bishra Sabal are the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Oid de Beveh Saviyah, alo av lehevi raya. The father must bring proof when the kala was in his possession before Nisun. Nichdas alo chuppah shei Bishra Sabal ala ba lehevi raya. And the husband must bring proof when the kala was in his possession after Nisun, because kol shenoilet safik b'shusa alav raya. Accordingly, the brisa of Tavach that rules Hamitzim Mechaber alav raya only refers to where b'diyah of Tavach dami, in which the Tavach probably paid for the animal and wishes to be mighty, that he must bring proof that it was treifa at the time of purchase, because kol shenoilet safik b'shusa alav raya. The safik treifa was discovered after Nisinas damim, after payment, in which the animal was already in the Tavach's possession.